let me just make this statement loud and clear. Jersey's here.
Joey, yeah, Vance. I don't know. Did you ever Joey play Def Jam Vendetta video game?
No, was that part of the soundtrack?
It was a wrestling game with all the Def Jam rappers and Joey.
Oh, Vance, yes, that was a completely ridiculous game.
The best game ever.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm always adding like random singles to some of my Spotify playlists, and I have one that's called Bangers. And for some reason, I came across Joe Budden's name, and I don't know why. I don't know if it was like through a related artist in Spotify or something. I was like, oh, I gotta put Fire on there. That's a good jammy jam.
I love that song. That song was in heavy rotation in college.
Agreed.
So good.
Hey, so the Celtics released a terrible uniform last week.
Yeah, I figure as Celtics fans and as self-appointed masters of sports design, we were obligated to talk about them.
Yeah, fair warning. We're both, hopefully by now you know, we're both unabashed Celtics fans, and we're both unabashed fans of their uniforms. And I would tend to think that the general consensus is that the white and green and white Celtics uniforms are nearly universally beloved in the sports design and basketball world. Is that fair to say?
I think so. For me, I always feel... we're obviously biased because we love the Celts so much, but I think I've seen enough third parties rate the Celtics jerseys highly that I don't feel conflicted about it anymore.
Yeah, that's my sense too. There's been enough worthwhile opinions that have said, you know, that's one of the best uniforms in the game, maybe in sports in general. But of course, we're in today's NBA, and that means that teams are always coming up with, you know, new ways to sell merchandise. And over the past decade or so, a lot of that has come through alternate or specialty jerseys. We've seen it on the, what's the name of the Latin America Appreciation Week? Something Noche. I'm going to screw it up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I forget what it is too, but yeah.
But yeah, so there's those specialty jerseys. There's the Christmas Day jerseys are always different. Over the past couple years, we've seen the sleeve jerseys come in. There's retro jerseys. So every team seems to have, you know, more than just the home and aways to go to. And I can't remember. Do you remember what year the Celts joined the party with that St. Patrick's Day jersey?
No, it was...
It was during the KG era.
Yeah, it was early, too. It might have been the first year, but it was maybe 09.
So let's say it was like 5 or 6 years ago, something like that. And they joined the alternate jersey party with those green and gold uniforms, which I thought were well done. I was nervous for anything to be added to the quote unquote classics of the, you know, green and white and green jerseys. But I actually own one of those green and gold jerseys, and I think they look pretty sharp. I don't know what your thoughts are.
I don't hate them. There's like the crotchety old man in me who's like, there's no gold, it's green and white, but they're fine.
And they're certainly better than the black jerseys that they've played in over the past couple of years.
Agreed.
Which seem like they're from the bizarro Celtics universe. So there's been those two, and there might have been one other like green and black variation, or one other variation of those two, but those have been the two that they've worn somewhat consistently over the past, you know, say 3 to 5 years on select nights. And whatever, you know, it's part of kind of the usual thing in the NBA now. But last week they came out with another alternate jersey, which, what do they call it?
The Parquet Pride.
Parquet Pride jersey. Quick aside, do we need to label every new uniform combination that comes out?
It's all in the marketing, man. Give it a catchy title. Makes people want to buy it.
I feel like every 30 seconds on Twitter, I see something about what a college football team is going to wear this upcoming weekend.
Oh,
and it
yeah.
always has a name. Like Arizona State wears the Desert Fuel uniform and whatever. It seems a little bit over the top.
This is also, I'm looking at a picture too. This is also hashtag Parquet Pride. Don't forget.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't want to offend any group discussion folks out there. Hashtag Parquet Pride. Good golly. So I've read a decent amount about the release of the Parquet Pride uniforms, and quick math, 100% of people hate the uniform 100% of the time.
Well, there's a 1% sports guy sports guy said he kind of liked him.
Okay, so there's our one. There's our consenting opinion. Well,
he mentioned that he can't even imagine what the Boston media conglomerate freakout is right now. What's it like being in the city?
So walk me through it. What? Give me kind of your gut thoughts, and then what you feel works or doesn't work.
It's hard to get over the gray. I try not to be like too traditional and
a colorist.
Yeah, and gray's certainly hot in sort of basketball circles. I started probably, I'm not enough of a sneakerhead to know exactly, but when they released the Jordan, one of the specialty Jordan 11s was like the cool gray Jordan 11s, and ever since then I feel like there's been an explosion of gray jerseys from all kinds of college schools and gray shoes. I don't hate them overall, just like in pure looks. I think most people are just like, disgusting, turn off. I don't have that sort of like visceral reaction to them, but there's just so many little subtleties that I'm sure we'll get into here in a minute that that turn me off, starting with the even more egregiously than usual, Adidas is calling attention to the fact that it's a t-shirt jersey, but it's not a t-shirt completely because it looks like the sleeves are bolted on.
Yeah, it looks strange.
They have the green. It's right where an actual tank top would end, and it just calls attention to the fact that, hey, look, there's sleeves on the other side of this green line. I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like one unit. It doesn't feel like a t-shirt thought, you know, designed from scratch. It feels like, to your words, that the sleeves have been bolted on, which is just a strange look. And I'm anti-sleeve to begin with for NBA jerseys, so it's hard for me to overlook that too.
Yeah, see, I'm not anti-sleeve. My problem has been, and we beat this to death the last time we talked about this, and I'm going to continue to beat it to death any forum I get. If you're going to make it a t-shirt, make it a t-shirt. Don't do this hedging your bets half and half thing where it's a tank top with sleeves stitched onto the side. And they've made it even worse by putting this contrasting stripe in between.
It doesn't even look like the sleeves are the same material in this photo. Now, granted, I'm sure they are, but it almost looks like a lower quality material than the rest of the jersey. So the gray gets a big X, the sleeves get a big X, at least for this iteration. One other thing that I don't feel works very well is that the numbers and letters, you know, spelling out Celtics and the player's number, are in white. And although green outlines the letters and the numbers, it's the difference between the white and that light gray. There's virtually no contrast. Mm-hmm. So from a legibility standpoint, I don't think it works very well. Even though that green outline does help, I feel like from a legibility standpoint, it's just not very strong. It doesn't read as smoothly as, say, the white on green or green on white jerseys that they typically wear.
Yeah, we talk about that with how the Syracuse home jerseys have gray numbers on them, and we have the same issues with that. What do you think about like the sort of parquet styling stuff on the running down the sides?
It's interesting. I like the story behind it, but kind of that check mark, kind of using almost like gradients there. It's not really a design element that's ever been part of kind of the Celtics visual lexicon, if you will. Did some guy on a bike just drive by your house and steal Celtics jerseys? He's like, this design cannot see the light of day. So the parquet thing is a cool idea. It just doesn't really feel like it's part of the Celtics brand.
Yeah, it reminds me of Georgetown. That's my first reaction.
Absolutely. It's like very Georgetown jerseys. It's very college hoops centric. I agree. What about the... Now, on the backs of the jerseys, the numbers are white with a green outline, but the last names are just green. And we've actually seen a trend of this recently where the numbers and the names are different colors. Mm-hmm. Does that work here? Are you pro or are you for or against that in general?
That's something I'm still getting acclimated to. I tend to want everything to be uniform, but I can see why people are moving away from having outline type for the names because the typefaces are much smaller and it seems simpler and easier to read if it's just the one color. So I think it probably works better here.
Yeah, I don't hate that either. I think that it works fine, and both the legibility of green on gray still reads pretty well. And then the biggest talking point for me is the first use on a uniform of that new secondary or tertiary logo that the Celts launched in the offseason, which is essentially just a silhouette of the illustration of the Irish gentleman twirling a ball in his finger from their logo. And the logo sits on, I don't even know what I would call it, a small green patch on the actual, almost like a belt buckle, where a belt buckle would live on the shorts. And before I go bananas, I wanted to get your 2 cents.
Okay, I'll let you go bananas. I think the shorts overall look pretty cool. I really like how on the side underneath the parquet graphic, it has a piece of fabric that looks like what you'd regularly see on the bottom of shorts, kind of at an angle, but it's only on one side. I think that looks cool. I like the way the shamrock looks. I do not like breaking up the waistband as my short version. It's too superhero-y. It looks like a costume. More than athletic wear to me, but I'll let you go crazy. Let me turn down my volume here.
So superhero-y is a great way to put it. The logo itself, the silhouetted logo, I have no problem with. To me, it fits into the brand. It's kind of a modernization of the old school illustrations. So I got no problem with the logo. Here, though, to me, it's the first thing you see in the uniform, because the contrast is so high from the light gray shorts to that dark green, I don't know, trapezoid, rhombus, whatever shape that is on where a belt buckle would be.
Yeah, it's like a bullseye.
Yeah, and first off, it's down in your man area, so it's not necessarily the first place you want to look when you're scoping out NBA unis. But it also brings the other problem to the forefront, which is the difficult legibility of the letters and the numbers on the gray jersey. And it just seems like it sticks out. It seems like it doesn't belong there, and it totally threw me off. Overall, I'm with you. The shorts aren't bad. They look a little collegiate. Maybe it's because they're not white. I don't dislike them. They work fine. But that kind of belt buckle look with that high contrast, to me, is bad news. And that I don't think it works well.
Yeah, and as you're talking, it really does call attention to the fact that the numbers and the front plate are white. If they were green, it would bring a lot more balance, I think, to the entire outfit.
Absolutely. And maybe that's a subtle change that would make a difference. You know, if these were green on gray type everywhere, so green, it says green Celtics, green 36 for Marcus Smart on the front of his jersey, and you lop off the sleeves, you know, I might feel a lot different about these uniforms. But, you know, we know Adidas design is legit. We know, and they do some great work on the uniforms, or Adidas or NBA, whoever they partner with. You know, Adidas is the manufacturer. And they've done a lot of really interesting, you know, tertiary or secondary or alternate jerseys, but I just thought this one fell flat.
Yeah, and again, I'm not anti-sleeves in general. I think a couple of the ones that actually look really nice they look nice from afar, are the Timberwolves black sleeved jersey. And did you see yesterday, I don't know, it might have been the first time, but the Pistons wore a new one. It says Motor City on it.
Oh no, I haven't seen those.
They're like a dark navy blue, which is a little weird because that's not what I think of when I think of Pistons blue. But the key with both of those, the Timberwolves one and that Pistons one, is that they're so dark that you can't see the stitching when you're just glancing at it. That shows that the sleeves are an afterthought. It just looks like a t-shirt from far away, and it doesn't look out of place to me. It's when you get into the lighter jerseys where you can see that stitching, that it looks like their guys are wearing compression shirts under a jersey, or that the sleeves are, I'm going to keep saying it forever, bolted on. It can look nice. I don't think the Celtics one would work, even if it were green, because I think you'd still be able to see the contrast would still be enough. You'd be able to see the stitching, but if it was just designed, if the shirt was fabricated a different way, I think it could work.
And then there's one other kind of visual element that speaks to a new trend on all jerseys this year. What do you think about that gold tab on the back of jerseys where teams have won championships.
I think it's cool. Real cool.
I think it's pretty cool, too. I don't think it's invasive. I don't think it takes away from... I don't think it really contrasts with... Sorry. I don't think it competes with a lot of other elements on the jersey. Now, granted, you know, the NBA has kind of added things over the years. Like, the NBA logo has kind of moved around. That tab's new. You know, wherever the Adidas logo ends up, all those things. But I actually thought it was subtle and smart and a nice way to kind of bring to the forefront the importance of winning it all.
Yeah, and especially when there's not that many teams have won NBA championships, so it's a point of pride. It's really cool.
Absolutely, and I feel like the difference between winning none and winning one is such a huge deal to be able to call it out on your uniform every night. Like you said, it's a sense of pride. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
So overall, I'm definitely not in favor of the new Celtics jerseys.
I think thing to cut you off, the part of the issue is that I think for a lot of people, the very concept of all these jerseys is a slap in the face because you think, oh, this is just marketing. And that's tough for you and me as designers because we want every design to have a purpose and to have a function. And when the function is just sell more clothes, you're moving into fashion territory, not design territory. And there's obviously a blurry line there when it comes to sports and uniforms. But that, like, they're just doing this to make money, I feel like is augmented by the fact that this is the Celtics, and it's a team that's so steeped in tradition, and it just feels like they're stretching here.
I agree. And hopefully they will not wear these too many times. And who knows, you know, on the court, maybe I'll feel a little bit different. Sometimes when you see these things in, you know, two-dimensional shots versus when bodies are in motion, it makes a big difference. But
yeah,
overall, it's a thumbs down from Justin on this one. And what do you say, a thumb almost all the way down from David?
Yeah, I'll say like 70% down.
Okay. So it's at like 4 o'clock?
Yeah.
All right, good deal. So it was an important discussion to have. Great fodder for a quick hitter on the design game. You know, it's Celtics, it's design. Of course, we're going to talk about it. Hopefully you'll join us for our next episode. Until then, happy designing. Jersey's here.
Guess who's coming?